Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, The Lord's Dancing at Rathyatra. Krishna has responded to the mood of Srimati Radharani of bringing him back to Vrindavan. He says, I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Yadu dynasty, and I have also killed Kamsa and his allies. But there are two or four demons still living. I want to kill them, and after doing so, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Just as Krishna does not take a step away from Vrindavan, Krishna's devotee also does not like to leave Vrindavan. However, when he has to tend to Krishna's business, he leaves Vrindavan. After finishing his mission, a pure devotee returns home, back to Vrindavan, back to Godhead. Krishna assured Radharani that after killing the demons outside Vrindavan, he would return. I am coming back very soon, he promised, and as soon as I have killed those few remaining demons. Continuing. I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. That is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise, I am indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives, sons, and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the Yadus. Tomara jai prema guna kare ama akarshana. Anibe ama dina dasabise. Puna asi brindavane vraja vadu toma sane vilasiva rajani tivase. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days, and when I return, I shall enjoy both day and night with you and all the damsels of Brajabhumi. While speaking to Srimati Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would attain Krishna again. Mai bhaktihi bhutanam am tatraya kalpate distayad asimatsneho bhavatinam marappana. Lord Sri Krishna said, devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. My dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you. So the Prabhupada notes in his purport, this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.82.44. Continuing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Srupa Damodar and taste the topics of these verses day and night. Mrityakale se bhave avishtahai sloka padi nace jagannatha mukha chai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced completely absorbed in ecstatic emotion. While looking at the face of Lord Jagannath, he danced and recited these verses. Srupa gosanira bhagya ne laya varnana prabhute avishta yanrakai vakyaman. No one can describe the good fortune of Srupa Damodar Goswami, for he is always absorbed in the service of the Lord with his body, mind, and words. The senses of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are identical with the senses of Srupa. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to become fully absorbed in tasting the singing of Srupa Damodar. Bhaveira vesa kabu bhumite vasya tar janite bhume likhe adomukahai. In emotional ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit on the ground and, looking down, would write on the ground with his finger. Fearing that the Lord would injure his finger by writing in this way, Srupa Damodar checked him with his own hand. Srupa Damodar used to sing exactly according to the ecstatic emotion of the Lord. whenever a particular mellow was being tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trup Damodar would personify it by singing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked upon the beautiful lotus face and eyes of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath was garlanded, dressed with nice garments, and adorned with beautiful ornaments. His face was glittering from the rays of sunshine, and the entire atmosphere was fragrant. An ocean of transcendental bliss expanded in the heart of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane. Anandamade uttaya bhaveda taranga nana bhava sanya upajila lularanga. The madness of transcendental bliss created waves of various emotions. The emotions appeared like opposing soldiers staging a fight. There was an increase in all the natural emotional symptoms. Thus, there were awakening emotions, peacefulness, joined, mixed, transcendental, and prevalent emotions, and impetuses for emotions. That bhavodaya bhava shanti sandhya shabala sanchari satvikastai swabhava prabhalya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body appeared like a transcendental Himalayan mountain bearing ecstatic emotional flower trees, all of them blooming. The sight of all these symptoms attracted everyone's mind and consciousness. Indeed, the Lord sprinkled everyone's mind with the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. He sprinkled the minds of the servants of Lord Jagannath, the government officers, the pilgrim visitors, the general populace, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri. Upon seeing the dancing and ecstatic love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became astonished. In their hearts, they became infatuated with love of Krishna. Everyone danced and chanted in ecstatic love, and a great noise resounded. Everyone was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, just to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apart from the others, even Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram, with great happiness, began to move very slowly upon seeing the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kabu sukhe nrityaranga dekhi rataraki se kun kautuko kautuka se dekila se tara sakshi. Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram sometimes stopped the car and happily observed Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Anyone who was able to see them stop and watch the dancing bore witness to their pastimes. E mata prabhu nritya karite brahmite pratapuru dera age lagira padite. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and wandering in this way, he fell down in front of Maharaj Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra picked the Lord up with great respect, but upon seeing the king, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external senses. After seeing the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condemned himself, saying, "Oh, how pitiful it is that I have touched a person who is interested in mundane affairs." Not even Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Kashiswara Govinda, took care of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he fell down. Nityananda was in great ecstasy, and Kashiswara and Govinda were elsewhere. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already been satisfied by the king's behavior, for the king had accepted the service of a sweeper for Lord Jagannath. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually desired to see the king. However, just to warn his personal associates, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, externally expressed the feelings of anger. Purport. When Maharaj Prataparudra asked to see the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately refused, saying, "Niskinjanasya bhagavat bhajam mukasya param param jagamaso bhavasagarasya sandarshanam vishayanam Atayoshi tamsa ha hanta hanta visa vakshanato apyasadu. From Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka 23. The word Niskinchanasya refers to a person who has finished his material activities. Such a person can begin to execute his activities in Krishna consciousness to cross over the ocean of nescience. It is very dangerous for such a person to have intimate relationships with mundane people or to become intimately related with women. This formality is to be observed by anyone who is serious about going back home, back to Godhead. To teach his personal associates these principles, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed external anger when touched by the king. Since the Lord was very much satisfied with the humble behavior of the king, he intentionally allowed the king to touch him, but externally he expressed anger just to warn his personal associates. Continuing, King Prataparudra became frightened when Lord Chaitanya showed external anger, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king, "Don't worry." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya informed the king, "The Lord is very satisfied with you. By pointing you out, he was teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people." Purport. Although outwardly the king was a mundane man interested in money and women, internally he was purified by devotional activities. He showed this by engaging as a street sweeper to please Lord Jagannath. A person may appear to be a pounds and shilling man interested in money and women, but if he is actually very meek and humble and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not mundane. Such a judgment can be made only by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his very confidential devotees. As a general principle, however, no devotee should intimately mix with mundane people interested in money and women. Continuing, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya continued, "I shall submit your petition when there is an opportune moment. It will then be easy for you to come and meet the Lord." So this wonderful pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing at Rath Yatra will continue very soon. We shall hear it. We're continuing very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.